Okay, let me try and call you to attention. One of the things I have been blessed with is a big mouth. So let me just draw your attention together. I hope you found that was helpful, just to discuss some of those questions. You may have noticed the speakers were wandering around. They just want to know, really kind of just listen into some of the discussion, see some of the issues. But basically, they're there for, if you want to ask them any questions of clarification, just stick up your hand and they'll come over. But let me introduce Mohammed. He's going to come and give his point of view on Islam. So give him a round of applause as he comes to the platform.
Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, it's hard to match up with the last speech, but what I'm going to do at the moment is introduce to you what Islam believes in general, and then address a few of the critical questions that we need to answer before we can understand what is life. So first of all, what is Islam? Islam comes from the word salam, which means peace, right? But it also comes from the word Islam, which means to submit yourself to the will of God. So within Islam, we believe that God created us for a purpose, right? So that we live our life according to His laws, and I'll go into that a bit more in depth a bit later. Islam has basically five major pillars of belief, and five pillars of Islam, as we call them. The first one is to testify that there is no God but God Himself, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last of the messengers. But we also have to believe that all the messengers existed. So in order to be a Muslim, you cannot reject the prophethood of Jesus, peace be upon him. The second one is the prayer. To pray, we as Muslims pray five times a day. Five times a day. There's the early morning prayer, the pre-dawn prayer, so we wake up at around 4 o'clock in the morning to pray. And then we've got the noon prayer, which is pretty much like half an hour ago. And we've got the afternoon prayer, then the sunset prayer, like after sunset, and then the twilight prayer. And then we have charity. It is compulsory upon every Muslim to pay charity. And fasting. Like at the moment, we are in the middle of the month of Ramadan, and I am fasting. So no food, no water, no other things that I wouldn't say right now. from sunrise to sunset, it gets a bit challenging in the summertime, but it's good now, good short days. And the last one is the pilgrimage. But these are just like some of the fundamentals of Islam. But we have to look at what is the concept of God in Islam. Islam believes that there is one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the same God as the God of the Christians and the Jews. This God has 99 names, 99 attributes, varying from the Lord of the heavens and heavens of the earth, to the most forgiving, to the retributor, to the just. So there is a big emphasis on the different elements, different attributes of God. So we believe that God is the most forgiving, and that we believe that when God created mankind, He split His forgiveness and love and mercy into 100 units, kept 99 units to Himself and gave one unit to mankind. And the closest and the highest form of mercy and love is the love which a mother has for her child as he's suckling from her. So God in Islam is a very forgiving but also a very just God. So we go on to the main question, why were we created? So why did God create us? He doesn't need us. We need Him. We have a chapter in the Quran, chapter 111, which says, Bismillah ar-Rahman, Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Say, God is one. Allahu samad, God is the sustainer. Lam yalid, He did not beget, and He was not begotten to. And He does not need anyone to sustain Him. Right? So we are the ones in need of God. So why did God create us? What is the purpose of our existence? And there is a very simple verse in the Quran which says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Verily, I did not create mankind and devil kind except to worship me. But what is this form of worship that we are told about? Worship in Islam comes in many forms. It is not only prayer or fasting or that. Working, if you go to work to support your family, that is a form of worship. Studying to seek knowledge is a form of worship. Even intercourse between a husband and a wife to reproduce and procreate is a form of worship in itself. So there is the concept of worship is not limited to just prayer. So that is the Islamic perspective of why we were created. To worship God. He does not need our worship, but yet he loves the words of praise that comes out of our mouths, the words of gratification and thanks to God for everything that he has given us. That is why he created us. But then you might ask, okay, why did he not just create us as one tribe, one religion? Why did he have to separate us into so many different tribes, countries, religions, and peoples? The Quran also addresses this and says, God has divided mankind and made him into tribes and into different faiths and different groups so that they may get to know one another, so that we may talk and interact like we are doing right now. So this is one of the reasons why we're dividing tribes. However, when we look at life in itself, what is life? Okay, what is our life? The Quran goes into detail about the desires and enjoyments of life, right? And it answers a critical question about why bad things happen in life. Since we say God is most forgiving, right? And God loves us, right? But then why do bad things happen? The Quran says that God created death and life so that he may test all of us and to see who is the best in deeds. So he tests us through his love and through his mercy to see how we will cope under these pressures and whether we will blame God for these things that we go through or whether we will thank him for them and be patient. Because in Islam, patience is one of the best virtues. And going back to the issue of desires and enjoyments, the Quran says in many places, وَمَا حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Verily, life itself, the life of this world, is but an enjoyment for our desires. Right? Because in Islam, we believe that we live three times, not in reincarnation, in no way in reincarnation. We live this life, then we live in the grave, and then we live in the hereafter. In this life, we prepare for the next life. There is a very strong verse in the Quran which says that Ya laytu qaddamtu li hayati. On the day of judgment, a man will be brought to in front of God and be judged, and he will be judged, and he will be held accountable for his deeds, because no man will be excused from his deeds except if he seek forgiveness for them. So seeking forgiveness is a very strong element in Islam. Sorry, my phone is just here. Seeking forgiveness is a very strong element in Islam. So on the day of judgment, we will be held accountable. Every person, every life will be held accountable for what they have done. But for those who did good deeds and were good with God, God will speak to them very softly and God will address them very nicely. And God will forgive them and allow them to enter heaven. Whilst those who rebelled against God and disbelieved in God and challenged the words of God in every possible way and did not seek forgiveness and died on that path, they will be judged and will be punished in accordance with their sins. So we look at the concept of the hereafter, right? Like I said, the verse says, Ya laytu qaddamtu li hayati. It means, and I wish I had worked for my life. So in Islam, we believe that this life now is a very temporary life. And in this life, we are to work for the next life, for the eternal life, that is the life in heaven. So we are to work for an eternal life. So we do as best as we can in this life, given working within our laws. It does not mean that we don't enjoy ourselves. It means that we do the best that we can within our own abilities to do to work for that next life. The Quran is, and God is very specific in the Quran. He says that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. And God does not challenge a person or does not test a person beyond their ability. So everyone is tested within their own ability. And that is one of the elements of I'll wrap it up. So that is why, sorry guys. So that is why we are tested, and that is why we live. And I'll just end off with a story of creation, right? When God created the universe and created mankind, He created Adam and created all the souls that were ever to exist. He put them on His hand and looked into the hearts of every soul and saw which of those souls will accept faith and which of those souls will reject faith. And from those, He chose His believers. The ones that accepted faith were to be His believers. Then He looked into the hearts of the believers and chose the best of them to be His prophets. And then He looked into those hearts and chose the best of them to be His messengers, which we believe are Jesus, Abraham, Moses, Muhammad, and I'm missing someone, David. And from them, He chose the seal of the prophets, the most pure of the hearts to be the seal of the prophets, the final prophet, which is what we believe is to be Muhammad, peace be upon him.
I must stop you.
Okay, no.
Thank you so much. I just want to give them a bit of time to discuss, but thank you so much.
No worries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's good to hear that. It'd be good to have a bit of time in your discussion groups. Just one thing, if you want to just maybe anchor this, both Ian and Muhammad have spoken about future salvation or future judgment. Both have given very different options about how that will happen. A judgment according to our good deeds, judgment or salvation according to Jesus and His death. You might want to discuss that, but give a few minutes and then we'll get back after that.